The text for this morning's exhortation is found in Luke chapter 11. We'll be reading verses 1 through 4. And we'll be reading basically the same words we just recited. Luke 11, 1 through 4. Beginning in verse 1, it says, "It came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." These are the words of our Lord. Amen. So the text for this morning is Luke 11. It's the other version of the Lord's Prayer. And I chose it because I'd like to begin a series of exhortations on the Lord's Prayer for a couple of reasons. Firstly, we are beginning these weekly prayer meetings on Wednesday night, and so I hope that in considering the most important prayer of Scripture, that we will be reoriented in our priorities. We need to know what we should be praying for and why. What is important for us to be praying for? Second reason is that as we reorient what we pray for, these things should become more important to us, because what we pray for is an indication of what's important to us. What matters to us, what we value. And so we want to value the things that our Lord Jesus Christ values. And these are the things that he gives us in this prayer. And this prayer is so helpful because the exact context here in Luke 11 is the disciples asking for help to learn how to pray. They specifically asked Jesus, teach us how to pray. And this is what Jesus gave us. The simple, short prayer. This is one of the most famous prayers in history, and there's good reason for it, because it came from the words of the Son of God himself. The Son of God, who eternally has existed with the Father, is teaching us how to pray. You can have no better instructor on prayer than Jesus Christ himself. So I'll also be referencing the Catechism, and we'll probably be reciting the words of the Catechism coming up as well. We're almost to those same questions in our Confession of Faith. Question 99 of the Shorter Catechism says, "What rule hath God given for our direction in prayer?" And it says, "The whole Word of God is of use to direct us in prayer, but the special rule of direction is that form of prayer which Christ taught his disciples, commonly called the Lord's Prayer." So clearly, all of Scripture instructs us how to pray, but especially the Lord's Prayer is particularly instructive because it came from the words of Christ in the context of instruction on how to do prayer itself. And so this is an important prayer. And we must see ourselves as the disciples saw themselves. They understood that they needed help in learning how to pray. They came to Jesus and said, "Lord, teach us how to pray." Now, the disciples, they had grown up as Jews. They had probably learned many prayers. Perhaps they had memorized large portions of the Old Testament, Psalms, other portions of Scripture, and yet they thought they needed help learning how to pray. And this is our confession as well. We say with the disciples and we say with Paul, we need help because we are weak. We need the help of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the help of the Holy Spirit who assists us in prayer. The Lord's Prayer should be very familiar to us in many ways. It's sort of the ABCs of the Christian life and the ABCs of prayer. But like anything familiar, we can tend to ignore it or forget about it as we take it for granted, and that's not something that we want to do. The Lord's Prayer is this diamond. It's this concise and beautiful prayer, and we want to take that diamond back out again and admire it and appreciate it and use it. So why did the disciples ask Jesus in particular how to pray? Why were they drawn to Jesus' instruction on this matter? Well, the disciples knew Jesus most intimately above anybody else at that time. They spent the most time with him. And so they knew that Jesus was a man of prayer. They knew that he spent time in prayer. Sometimes Jesus would spend all night in prayer, it is said in the Gospels. And so they observed the power of Christ's life and his dedication to prayer and probably drew a connection between those two things. They understood that the things that Jesus does is intimately connected with his prayers and the life of prayer that he lived. Jesus told his disciples once that they could not cast out the demons except by prayer and fasting. Prayer was absolutely necessary. And so, naturally, who do they go to but Jesus himself? They want to know how to pray from the one who knows best how to pray. So how should we use the Lord's Prayer? What do we do with these words? Well, one of the ways that we use it is reciting it. We do that each Lord's Day for good reason. We want to be reminded of these basic truths and to pray them with faith. But there's more to using the Lord's Prayer than just reciting it. If you look at the version in Matthew 6, it begins in verse 9 of Matthew 6, and it says, "After this manner, therefore, pray." That is to say, Jesus is not telling us just to recite these words, but to use them to help us to remember the topics of prayer, the things that we should be praying for. He's not saying this is the be-all, end-all prayer, this short couple of words, but rather to use this prayer to help us in our own prayers, in developing them, and in knowing what we should focus on. So as we look into each of the petitions and each of the elements of the Lord's Prayer, what should we pray today? What is important from these words in Luke 11? Well, first, I think that we should confess our inadequacy to pray. The disciples understood their inadequacy. They understood their need for help, and we must also see our need for the assistance of the Son of God and the Spirit to teach us to pray. On one hand, prayer is an easy thing to do, but on the other hand, it is one of the hardest things to do. Why is that? Well, the world is filled with distractions. We have to remember that the world is spending its waking hours suppressing the truth of God and unrighteousness. Their pattern of life is not going to make any room for prayer. And that's why we must have a very different pattern than the world. If we are drawn away by the way the world does things, there will be no time for prayer in our lives. And so we must see that this is a difficult thing, but it is possible by the power of God to grow in prayer. But we're weak like the disciples, just as they were in the Garden of Gethsemane. They were sleeping. Jesus had specifically told them, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation." And they knew that something serious was going to happen. Jesus had told them repeatedly, and at the very most important hour, they were sleeping on the job. We don't want to be sleeping on the job when there is work to be done, when there is a war going on. We want to be awake. We want to be watching. We want to be praying, lest we also enter into temptation. So we need God's help for these things. Secondly, let us ask God to reorient our priorities, that the things of true value would be the words on our lips and the things that we do. That as we pray for the hallowing of God's name, we would hallow God's name. That as we pray for the coming of the kingdom, that we would seek that kingdom. As we pray for forgiveness, we would also forgive others. We want to live by these words and pray these words. Let us ask God for his help. Our Father, we thank you for the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you have not left us without instruction. You have taught us how we can pray, and yet we know that it is still difficult because we are drawn away by distractions, by the things of the world, and so often our values do not reflect the values of Jesus Christ when we disregard these words and these truths. We ask, O Lord, that you would help us to see our need for prayer and to see our need for your help in prayer. Forgive us for relying upon ourselves in so many situations rather than seeking your face. And we ask that you would draw us to prayer and that we would find it to be a refreshing thing, a thing that we so desperately need. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.